Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Deborah E. Lake Show. I am back, and I am glad to be back. Today I'm going to be talking about something I'm going to be talking about pretty much throughout the year, the Vanderbilt principles. Those of you who have been following me and listening to my shows have you know about the Vanderbilt principles. It's lessons that I learned from my father and on how to celebrate life, how to live your life, how to deal with some of the adversities that come your way, and how to keep your focus and get your goals. And know that the closer you get to your goals, the more you will see obstacles pop up sometimes. So one of the things that I have learned is to look at obstacles as the next step to getting what I want and to having the life that I want and to getting my goals. Today, we are going to focus on what I call no plan B. My father taught me to make decisions and decide what you want and to go for it without any kind of holding back. Now, that doesn't mean that you run over people. And it doesn't mean that you ignore the realities of the situations that you're in, but it does mean that you keep your focus and you go for what you want, period. And that's what I call no plan B, because when I talk about not having a plan B, I'm saying that when you don't factor in failure. Because when you first say, okay, what's plan B, you're saying you're going to fail, or you're expecting failure, or you're expecting not to get whatever it is you're going for. So in order to have a plan and follow that plan, you have to first really know what you want. So there are some preparations that you need to take, and all of it is within you. The preparations that you have to take before you even get to your plan is inside you. You have to know yourself, know where you are, know your situation, know the people, know what kind of people are surrounding you, because you may have some work that you need to do before you get to your plan A. And here I'm going to say that again. You may have work that you need to do before you start to make your plan. So what I'm going to do with the short time that I have, this is just a 30-minute show. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start by telling you that the plan that you end up with is the result of what I'm going to ask you to do and what you need to do to get to that place. First thing you do is look at your situation right now. Look at where you are right now in your life. And look at how you got there. Because there are certain things, the decisions that we make are based on our expectations. And they're based on what we feel we deserve and what we think we deserve. So what I want you to do after this show, And during this show, follow me along and think about where you are right now, right while you're listening. If you're listening live or listening after it's recorded, think about where you are. And while you're doing that, take a really good snapshot. Don't get overwhelmed. You know, don't get overwhelmed in all the different things, because there's always something that needs to be changed. Remember that. Life is change. If you're not changing, you're not living. So don't get overwhelmed. This is fun. It really is fun. It doesn't feel like fun when you're not used to it and when you're first getting started. But believe me, having gone through this, it's fun. It's the most fun you can have, the most fun I've had. So think about where you are and think about how you got there. And if you don't like where you are, that's where you start, because that's got to be part of your plan. I'm not going to tell you what kind of plan you need, but the plan will be part of where you are right now. You'll develop some goals to get out of the plan, out of where you are, or to stay where you are, whichever one you decide, or to improve where you are. The next thing I want you to do is to look at the relationships that you have in your life right now that are close to you. You know, one of the things that some people say is you keep your enemies, your friends close and your enemies closer. I don't believe that, because one of the things you do when you're keeping your enemies closer is you're learning how to think and you're playing their game. You're learning how to think the way your so-called enemies. I don't have any enemies. I have people that I want around me, and I have people that I don't want around me. So one of the things I would like for you to do is think about who you are surrounded by. What kind of relationships do you have in your life? The close ones. Because those are the ones that have the most impact on you. The ones that you value the most. The relationships with the people that you value the most are the ones who have the most impact in how you see yourself, what you think about yourself, and all of that. So think about that. And this might be, well, I'm not going to say might be. It's going to be difficult, I think. A lot of it is going to be difficult, because you might find that a person that you value a great deal is not someone who's good for you. And that's a difficult thing to come to. But it's important. It's important to live your life. That's what we want to do. We want to live our own lives. We don't want to live someone else's, because that's all we have. We only have our own lives. So what kind of relationships do you have? Where are you in your life right now? Do you feel safe? Do you feel as though, when I say safe, I mean internally, because there are things that flux. And your income can flux, and you might feel as though if you're working, you might feel for someone else. You might feel that maybe your job's not as secure as it could be with the economy the way it is. That's not what I'm talking about, because one of the things that I know, and I think anyone who's lived more than 10 years knows, that things happen that you don't necessarily expect and that you might not want. What I'm talking about when I say, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe? It's something that's beyond, it's deeper than the particulars of your life. It's deeper than that. It's a connection that you have to God, or connection that you have to whatever it is. It's not another person. If it's another person, that is not the connection I'm talking about. That's a particular of your life. I'm talking about something that is generated and is deep in you. One of the things that I say is I have, of course, I have a very deep relationship with God. And when I say I argue with myself, because there's gut, the gut feelings that you get. That's what I'm talking about. That's where your source is. That's where your source for protection, your source for energy, your source for wealth and power. That's where I want you to look. There. And you might not know how it feels at first. You might not, but you'll once you touch it, you'll know. Have you ever, I'll give you an example. Have you ever been in a situation where for some reason or another you were uncomfortable? And you ignored that, and you ended up in a situation where you didn't want to be. It might not be anything huge or very dangerous, but just, you know, maybe you bumped into somebody or you ran into someone that you really didn't want to run into or something simple like that. But if there's a time in the moment that you might have said, well, you know, maybe I don't belong here, or maybe I should not go this route. That's what I'm talking about. And I think everyone has had those moments. Some people say something told me not to do or something told me to do, right? You've heard that. Or oh, man, I knew better than that. Or I knew I should have. That's where I'm talking, that I want you to look. Do you feel connected to that? Do you feel connected to that source? Because each and every one of us has access, individual access to that source. We just don't use it. We don't use it. We don't tap it. We don't recognize it. We don't follow it. Because sometimes, a lot of times, it's scary because you don't know what's going to happen next. But it's also very, very, very rewarding. There have been times when I have argued with myself, and I knew that I should not have a particular person, for instance, around me. But I enjoyed that person's company. I was lonely or whatever. I ignored what I was being told and guided through. And ultimately, I ended up being sorry. So that's where I want you to look. Do you feel safe in that space? Do you feel like you have that space? Because if you don't, that's where you need to start looking and feeling and exploring. Okay? So we got three things here. We've got where you are, assess where you are in your life. The outside, the particulars of your life, right? Then look at, in that process, look at the people that are around you, the relationships that you have. And one of the things I want you to do is stop looking at people as friend or foe, because that sets up a dichotomy that you don't really, you spend a lot of energy wasting energy, trying to decide, are you a friend or are you with me or against me? That's not where you want to spend your energy. Stop thinking about people who are enemies and foe and friends. Look at the relationship. And I'm talking close. I'm talking family. I'm talking lovers. I'm talking husbands. I'm talking wives. I'm talking children. Look at those relationships, knowing that there are some relationships that you are with. You know, you are with, period. I'm talking really close friends, those relationships, because that's where you'll learn the most about you. The people that you have closest to you, the people that you value the most. That's where you learn about yourself. Because once you look at the relationship, you can see where your wants, where your needs, where you feel like you're inadequate or you feel like you're empowered. You can see yourself in others. And that's why I ask you to look at the relationships. And when you get past all of that and you've been in the process of looking at all of these things, you will be writing down, okay, I'll give you an example. For instance, I might say if I'm looking at my exterior life and the particulars of my particular life, this isn't real, I'm just throwing out examples. I might say, you know, I like the fact that I have my own home, I like where I live, but I don't necessarily care for my style. Maybe you might want to change your style. You know, so that's an example of how you would look at. And in the process of looking at that, you would say, okay, keep what I have pretty much, except maybe I want to throw in one of the goals, finding out about, learning about colors and clothing and what works for me, my body type, that kind of thing. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are the kinds of things that I'm talking about. And with the relationships, you might say, okay, I'm crazy about my partner and crazy in love and wouldn't change anything about him or her and love my kids to death. They just are perfect. Then that's what you keep. You keep that and you relish that and you find your strength there. Once you will be looking to others for strength, but you got to look inside first. So that's where we are right now, looking inside. So that's examples of how you can see yourself. And for instance, you might, God forbid, you might be in a relationship where the person, whoever you're close to, maybe you have a friend who is verbally abusive, and they say things to you that may really hurt your feelings, and then they come back and say, you know, I'm sorry, I was having a bad day. And I really shouldn't have said that. And you just say, okay, blah, blah, blah. That says something about what you think you deserve. Okay? Look at that very closely. And because that's where how you learn about yourself. All right? So when you get through this, then you'll be ready to go for your plan and develop your plan. And when you get to the plan, remember that this is the plan that I, for my life, you can have a time frame for my life, and this is what I'm going to go for all out. So while you're making this plan, you're not going to create something that that's unattainable for you or something that you won't want to give your whole heart to. Okay? Keep that in mind because that's where you're going to be. You're going to be dedicating your whole life. No holding back. No holding back. No matter what, this is your plan. Okay? So while I wrap this up, think about it. Where you are, what you're going to do, and think about how you would go about what you would need to dedicate yourself to a plan to better you. Not to better someone else, but to make you the person that you want to be inside. Okay? Comfortable, strong, not really concerned about what other people think to the point that you'll change yourself. And I think many of us are very, very, very concerned about what other people think. And one caution I want to say here, when we go through this, and as I went through it on my own, and I've done it for years, one of the things that I had to overcome was feeling as though I was selfish or determining the difference between being self-involved and selfish. They're different, and that's one of the things that we have to look at. Being selfish means that you don't really care about anyone and you put yourself above everybody, no matter what. No matter what. It's not a hierarchy. What it is being self-involved means that you know who you are, you value who you are, you know your strengths, your learning, your weaknesses, because I think we can identify our strengths better than we can our weaknesses, and the weaknesses are where we need to work the most. And you know where you're going. And with that solid foundation, that's not selfish. That is where you can meet another person and recognize that person, recognize those people who are on the same playing field. Because I believe there are different playing fields that people are on. And we spend a lot of time trying to go to or playing on fields that we don't belong on. We shouldn't even be there. And I'll talk more about that later. But in order to be able to meet your people, what I call your people, regardless of whether or not you're related, you have to be your person. You have to be your person. Okay? And that's where this plan is heading, leading you. That's where it's leading you, to find that strength. That where I take boxing lessons, and one of the things that we do in training is we find our stance and test to see if we're solid or off balance. And the way we do that is we get our stance and get a comfortable distance between our front foot and our back foot. And then we go straight down on our knees, not all the way down, but just squat a little to see if we go straight down or do we go down to the right or down to the left. And if we don't go straight down, we're not balanced. So we're not solid. And that's where you want to be. You want to be solid in you. Solid. So that when you go down, you go straight down, you come straight back up. And not allow bounce throws you off balance. Because, believe me, like I said earlier in the show, life is change. People come, people go. And things come, things go. But you still have yourself, and that's what you have to work with. And you have your connection to God, to the universe, to your strength, and that's where you work, and that's what you develop. And the rest will come. The rest will come to you. Because one of the things that the laws of attraction, they say you attract what you are to you. And I'm going to throw another caution out there. I'm not talking about, I want to make sure that you understand that I'm not talking about if bad things happen and people do bad things to others. If somebody's hurting you, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. So that's not what I'm talking about, okay? What I'm talking about is in the universe, we attract the energy that's in us. We attract that energy. So one of the things we want to do is change the energy that's in us if we need to, or increase that energy that we want to bring back to us. Okay? So that's it for today. And until next time, follow this, and we'll pick it up again. I have other shows. This is the first show for 2011. Things have been a little hectic lately, but I'm here. And We're going to be talking about bullying in grade school. There are people who are dealing with bullies in grade school, believe it or not. And we're going to be talking about just what exactly does it mean to be an American? What does that mean to you? I don't think we have that conversation much. What does that mean? I know that when, I'm going to date myself, but when I went to school, flags, every classroom had a flag in it. I don't think that's the case now. And we started out with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't think that's the case now either. So what does it mean to be an American? What's going on in our schools that these young 7, 8, sometimes even 6-year-old kids are bullying each other, ganging up even? So glad you hung in there with me, and look for more in the future. I have a new producer, and we're in the process of changing the show around and getting different music, different things like that. So big things, big changes. So until next time.